neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hashem Ori Veish'i. To explain, Ori means Rosh Hashanah, Hazar Baruch. And Yish'i means Yom HaKippurim. So now we mentioned this mizmor, Im Tahane Alai, Mahane Lo Yira Libi. If I'm confronted with wars, I have no fear. Im Tarum Alai Milchama Bezot Ani Voteyach. So now why? Because the Melech Shalom says, Ki Yispeneni Besuko. What does Yispeneni mean? Safun, hide. Yeah, he will hide me in Sukkah. Biyom Ra'a Yastireni. When something goes wrong, then I'll be hidden. He will hide me. Beseter Aholo, in his tent, Betzur Yeromemeni. What does Tzur mean? Rock on a mountain. Yeromemeni. So what happened? Adonai Davarav Shalom says, first he put me in Sukkah, and then he's gonna place me on the top of mountain, on the rock. You understand this, Ms. Moore? Me neither. What does it mean? It says ki speneni besuko. It's not sukkah. Some people maybe they're not paying right attention. It's not sukkah. It's besuko. Ispeneni besuko. Beyom ra'a yasireni beseter aholo. And then betzur. So what is Adonai Davar Shalom is teaching us?
Sukkah is his sukkah, right?
Yes. It's a big difference. You're in a little unstable sukkah. The other thing says, wait, you're going to take me on the top of the rock. Happened to be that somebody was in the middle of a shaharit, and then they see him, this very, you know, in a rush movement. They call it without any qarar. So after Birkat HaKohanim, he takes his tefillin off, and then he folds his talit, and then when they start Ashrei, it was just about the door. So here's the Chazan says, Shomer Hashem, et kol haba ve'et kol harishayim. So when he was going out, he hears. The Chazan said, Shomer Hashem, et kol haba ve'et kol harishayim. That's what he heard. Run out. So he, all this says, what does it mean? What can he say, Shomer Hashem, et kol haba ve'et kol harishayim? What is this? Yes, that's what the Pasuk says. It says, Shomer Hashem, et kol haba ve'et kol Harishayim. See, well, what is it supposed to mean? Hashem protects the righteous and the wicked. Could it be such a thing? I'm sorry. No, he was in a rush. He ran out. So he hears Shomer Hashem is called Hamav, it's called Harishayim. Then he repeats the pasuk all day. What does it mean? Hashem called Hamav Harishayim. So he comes to Mincha, and then they say Ashrei again, and then he hears. The Chazan says, Shomer Hashem et kol ahaba ve'et kol harishayim. Yashmi, so all day he was thinking. You know what happened? You know, all day he was thinking, you know, Shomer Hashem et kol ahaba ve'et kol harishayim. So how could such a thing be? How can Hashem protect the Sadiq and the Rasha? So mincha time, after all day he comes, Now I understand. Because he was in a rush. He didn't hear the whole pasuk. So when he comes back mincha, then he says, oh, I left without listening to the whole thing. You understand what happened? Yes?
So that's the job.
Yes. But you understand what happened? Yes? Yes, so now Harav Ben Yitzchak explains, he says that, what does it mean that the Melech Shalom is telling us that Ki yispeneni besuko, then betzur yeromemeni. You know what the maze is?
Yeah.
Yes? Maze. You know what the maze is?
Yes.
What is maze? It's like a, you know, you have a path that you go, and then you go, it's a dead end.
Oh, you get lost in it.
You know what it is? You can never find your way out. Yes? You know? Right. But have you ever been in a maze?
No.
Every day. Chazal Baruch. Chazal Baruch. Hasan Baru. No, Mr. Adon David only says that to to lift us up. So now, just imagine the maze. Somebody is standing on the top of 20 story. He's looking at the maze. Does he know which way you should go?
Yeah.
Ah. So now, when you're inside the maze, can you find out which way you should go?
No.
No, Rav says that's how it is exactly. What does it mean? When you inside the maze, right? Why inside the maze? Because you say, I know how to go about this. I know how I can find a way. I know it's right here. I know how to do. Right? You never find out. You go here and there and there and there, and then you burn yourself out. You become worn out. You become tired, and then you give up. But there's one way. If you have somebody there and he calls you, he says, listen, go this way, go that way, you know, right away you find your way out, right? So here that's what the Mizmor is teaching us. He says that when you accept, you are hidden in the sukkah of Ribono Shel Olam. Something that it's not permanent, stable. But you accept to be in the sukkah, to ohel of Ribono Shel Olam, because you have so much bitachon. So Hashem can find a way for me. Hashem is up there and he's going to guide me. I don't know what to do. How do I know what to do? But he's going to guide me. And you know what's going to happen? Then he's going to take me up on the mountain to know exactly which way I should go. So that's what exactly it means. Ki yispeneni besuko b'yom ra'am yastireni. And then you know what's going to happen? Betzur yarom yemeni. That's what he's going to do to me. But it has a condition. You have to accept that anything that you willing to do, you decide to do, you say, I don't know what to do. I'm in a maze. You have to help me out. You show me the way. I want to go your way. I want to do something that you like me to do. And then he's going to bring me up. That will be clear for me where this maze, daily maze, hourly maze, minute, every minute maze that I'm stuck in, Hashem says, no, go this way. You're going the wrong way. Go that way. He's going to tell me. I knew what a nachat it is, what a joy it is to not get tangled up in this maze and becomes kalafe sadar bom. You cannot find the head of the thread. You know, sometimes you look for the head of the thread, hours and hours and hours, you cannot find it. You give up. You say, forget it. You throw it away. So that's how exactly how it is. Hashem is Zakeno, that being the Sukkah, Ribono Shel Olam, that takes us up on the rock to see exactly how to go, where to go, and what to do with that Hashem.
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.